Michael Rapaport to blackout Tuesday virtue signalers. You all have zero to say about six kids being killed this weekend? By Alana Mastrangelo on July 7, 2020. Actor Michael Rapaport called out virtue signaling social media users who posted black squares to their accounts on Blackout Tuesday last month to show support for the Black Lives Matter movement in the wake of the death of George Floyd, but are now silent about the six black children that were violently killed across the country over the Independence Day weekend. Yo, all the influencers of all races and sexes who posted black squares a few weeks ago. You all have zero to say about six kids being killed this weekend? Nada? Tweeted Rapaport on Tuesday. Social media users, including accounts belonging to Hollywood celebrities and major corporations, took to multiple platforms to post a black square on June 2, accompanied with the hashtag Blackout Tuesday. The virtue movement, known as Blackout Tuesday, was in response to the killings of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor. But there's not been any mass protests, no wall-to-wall media coverage, or a corporate-backed campaign to mourn the six black children between the ages of 7 and 14, who were shot and killed across the nation over 4th of July weekend. Rapaport called out virtue-signaling leftists. There's kids in cages at the border. The crowd goes wild. Six kids were shot and killed this past weekend. Silence. The Deep Blue Sea and Atypical actor said. Do any lives matter? Asked Rapaport in a follow-up tweet, which included a report by the New York Daily News about a 27-year-old black man, Robert McLeod, who was fatally shot in broad daylight at a Brooklyn park on Tuesday. They shot him in the fucking face, said McLeod's friend Luz Pagan Gonzalez, according to the report. We wanted to see his body, but the cop said we couldn't because of his face. He didn't want us to see. The report added that 48 people were shot on Sunday, 9 of them being fatal, in 30 different incidents around the city, adding that 15 people were shot on Friday and Saturday, one of them being fatal, in 14 separate incidents. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @alana, and on Instagram.